It's Monday, June 13th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The second order effect of virtual courts, Meta's new schedule for AR glasses, and the answer to who turned Insteon back on. This is the Business of Tech. I've reported on many changes in the work world, but noticed a new angle on the impact I wanted to review. The courts. Specifically, remote access to the courts. Law 360 recently covered the demands of court watchers, who provide transparency and accountability for the courts by volunteering to observe criminal justice proceedings, and their efforts to keep remote access as the systems transition back to in-person only. Quoting the piece, "The public's access to virtual court proceedings during the pandemic courtroom closures was inconsistent at best, say court watchers. Some judiciaries allowed observers to join Zoom proceedings that included full video and audio access, while others offered only audio live streams that were often plagued with technical problems. Some courts gave the public no way to observe virtual criminal hearings at all." The article then focuses on the benefits of remote access and now upcoming legislation and lawsuits concentrating on preserving the benefits. Why do we care? I'm less interested in this for the specific example than the idea of second-order effects. The move to allow remote access was not made to ease the court watchers' jobs, yet it improved their experience. An unexpected benefit. And thus, changes again remove that benefit. Taking away something, even if it was an unexpected boon, is impactful, and that constituency will care. As second-order effects are generally unexpected, they should be considered first-order effects and factor into the decision-making process when you're made aware of them. Take a moment to think if you have intelligence in these areas and factor that in. Meta, known to be working on augmented reality glasses, is reportedly not selling the first version broadly and now has decided to distribute them to software developers to build the technology further and develop specific software experiences. The critical decision is that the product will only be for this reason, as it was considering a broad sales approach for the first version. Why do we care? For all the buzz of the metaverse, some versions of it are proving to be nothing more than vaporware. An immersive version of the metaverse is a long way off, and probably a really long way off. Just as it's critical to track upcoming trends, it's also essential to recognize the ones that are a distraction as quickly as possible. The metaverse is a distraction for most, and far enough away to have plenty of time to pay attention if needed. That's why we care. We now know who turned on Insteon servers. It's users. Specifically, a group of users purchased the assets, and the new company posted the following on the Insteon website. "Most of you discovered that the Insteon hubs began coming back online. Our first priority was getting the hubs online immediately before we had access to this site, the email service provider, social accounts, etc. Every day, more customers were giving up hope, so it was critical to get that restored as soon as possible. We are aware that not all functions are back online, but we are actively working on it. We hope you understand this urgency and appreciate your patience." Why do we care? It would be tempting to focus on the communications failure here. That was my first instinct, and it would have been a bad take. I'm not wrong to say this was badly communicated, but that discounts the actual reality of doing a service restoration. You flip the switch to bring the service online first and communicate as quickly as possible. Sure, it would be better to plan it, but as the post observes, it's about the urgency. Agile Blue is a 24/7 SOC, XDR, and SOAR, providing managed breach protection, including monitoring, detection, and automated response to clouds, networks, and endpoints, helping MSPs build their cyber business while increasing gross margins, ARR, and stickiness. Agile Blue's partner program engages, enables, supports, and rewards your business growth with a white-labeled security dashboard, pooled pricing, marketing collateral, and purpose-built sales content. A 24/7 extension of your team. Learn more at agileblue.com. Thanks for listening. It is International Community Association Managers Day, which seems relevant for many of us interacting with communities. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.